Hello there, my name's Ross Crawford and welcome to the Redditch Standard Podcast. Joining us this week, we have Amanda Watkins, who, let me get the title right, is the General Secretary of Rotary in Great Britain. Is that right?
Rotary International in Great Britain and Ireland, yes.
There you go. And you're not a million miles away because it's based in Ulster, isn't it?
In Ulster, yeah, that's right. Kinnerton Road, and we've been there since 1986. So a long time we've been established in this area.
My goodness. So welcome to the Redditch Standard Podcast.
Thank you.
And you're going to tell us all about all the things that Rotary Kingfisher are doing in Redditch. Now, I always thought that Rotary, it's an organisation for old men. And here I am. I've got a woman sat opposite me. What's going on with Rotary?
Absolutely. Rotary is definitely for men and women, and it's a very diverse organisation. So, you know, we really don't have any view on whether you come from an affluent background or what some might class, my family would class themselves as working class background. It really doesn't matter. If you've got the heart and soul for giving back to your community, then Rotary is definitely a great place to go and achieve that. So, yeah, it isn't old men having lunch. Some of that still happens. We do eat. We do quite like to go out and socialise.
I should hope so.
Yeah, but no, it's definitely for men and women. Certainly in its beginnings, it was a male-only organisation, as many organisations were back in the early 1900s. So 1905, Rotary was established. So the world was a very different place then. But no, women have been welcomed into Rotary for way over 30 years now. So that's a very old myth, I think, Ross.
All right. Well, you know, I'm an old guy. You know, just knocking on the ears. But, you know, what are Rotary Kingfisher in Redditch? What are they doing?
Okay, we've got loads going on. Rotary in Redditch is really buoyant at the moment. And there are two clubs here, actually. There is a club that meets on a Monday lunchtime. That's the Rotary Redditch Rotary Club. And then there is the Redditch Kingfisher Club. And we meet of an evening, early evening, 6:30, over at either the Southcrest Manor Hotel on the first Tuesday of the month or at the Ridgeway Academy on the third Tuesday of every month. And we've got loads of activities, and I'll dive straight in if I can, Ross, and share those with you right
now.
Yeah,
I heard you were trying to get into the Guinness Book of Records.
Yes, we are. That's absolutely right. So in October, 13th of October, we are looking at doing a mass bulb planting for crocuses. And I'll go on to why crocuses in a little bit. But it's something where we want to get the public engaged to come on down to participate with us. And it's about the maximum number of bulbs that we can plant in one sitting. And it is a Guinness World Record attempt. So we've had the application approved by Guinness World Records, and we want to put Redditch on the map with it.
So how many bulbs are we talking about here?
We'll probably start with about 12,000, so it's not too bad.
12,000?
Yeah, 12,000. And they've all got to be planted individually. You can't just scatter them or put, you know, more than one in a hole. It's got to be an individual hole for an individual crocus corm. And then you've got to cover it with soil. And it all has to be verified, so we'll be videoing it and having people there that are actually witnesses to the event itself, so that we can then put all the evidence back to Guinness and say, Redditch did it, come on in.
You're going to need a small army to do this, aren't you?
We are. We need 100 people on our team, so it is a reasonably small army when you consider the population of Redditch, so I'm hoping a few people will jump up. And in fact, we got some sign-ups on Saturday when we were helping out at the Astra Bank Carnival, so we run the youth zone for the carnival team, and so we obviously did a bit of promotion then, so we've got a few names come forward, and we'll be following up with those. But yeah, we'd like more to come on in and help us, so we can have no more than 100 people in the actual team doing the planting. But then we will need obviously ancillary support as well. We're going to have some refreshments, we're going to have some music, and we're going to have some stuff for the kids to do. So we want to make a bit of a community morning of it. It's a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I heard the word barbecue mentioned as well.
That's right, yeah, exactly. So we have to get the licence from the council. But yeah, it'd be quite nice to put a barbecue together and just do some sausages and burgers and veggie burgers and other good vegan food. So we've got a good cross mix out there for people wanting to come along and join with us.
Well, that all sounds pretty exciting. And I gather Where Next are involved as well.
Yeah, we've reached out to Where Next, and they're just waiting for me to put a design of a dibber together for them. So that's the next thing I've got to turn my artistic hand to. But we just want a simple dibber so that the person that's planting can just push a stick into a hole or make a hole with a stick. Has a little cross handle, a T-bar configuration, and we're going to get their industries group. So they have obviously the planting, the nurseries, and then they have the industry, so a bit of wood turning. asking them to help out, and we probably want about 50 of these dibbers being made up for us. So yeah, it's all good.
So it's a community activity then. We've got Very where much. Next, and you're going to get the people of Redditch down at Arrow Valley Lake, down mm-hmm. at the Arrow Valley Park. You're not yes. going to plant in the lake, are you?
Yeah, no.
and when's it all happening?
October the 13th. So it's the Sunday, the 13th of October, 2019.
Starting at
10 o'clock in the morning, we want you down there, and then we'll run it through for as long as it takes. The actual planting will take no more than an hour, because that's the limit set by Guinness World Records, so we've got to get it all done and dusted. But we're going to have some, obviously, a little bit of fun practicing beforehand, have a little side area where the kids might want to do some planting as well, and then afterwards, as I say, something to eat, bit of refreshment and a bit of general celebration of the morning's activities.
So what's it all about? Why purple and why crocuses?
Okay, well, it feeds into our polio eradication program, and that is a global program for Rotary International. We're now down to just three countries that have an endemic situation with the polio virus. That's Pakistan, Afghanistan and Nigeria. And the colour purple is the colour that's used on the child's finger when they've received the vaccination. So that's why we now have the purple crocus that actually represents that. So it's really a reminder to keep the pressure on to make sure our government and other parties continue to contribute to fund the eradication programme. And Rotary started this, again, about 35 years ago. So we actually went to the United Nations, said we need to make an inroad with this. World Health Organization got involved, and we set up the first ever global initiative, which is the Global Polio Eradication Initiative that Rotary is a part of, obviously, along with World Health Organization, Center for Disease Control. And more latterly, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation joined us to assist with the funding. So every pound that we raise as Rotary, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation contribute another £2. So that's a massive contribution financially to make sure that the vaccination programme and the monitoring programme is maintained.
And Bill Gates, of course, is a man who made his millions from Microsoft.
He is, but I have to say, he continues to make money from that, and why should he not? But the other side of that is that he set the foundation up, and that foundation now contributes millions of pounds to a variety of programmes, obviously polio being one of them, but also malaria campaigning as well. So he's doing an enormous amount of good in the world off of the back of the financial success that he's had from his Microsoft empire.
Wow. And I gather also that Rotary locally, Rotary Kingfisher, you've been inspired by the work of Rob Underwood and Charlotte and Craig Saving Hearts Foundation.
Yes, we have. Rob came to speak to us. We thought about a defibrillator project. It was something that we'd become very aware of, and how sudden cardiac arrest actually affects so many people across the country and often goes unknown and unspoken of. And we saw what Rob had been achieving, obviously through personal tragedy, and he and his wife set up the foundation. And so we asked him to come and speak, and he gave us his story. And we thought, my goodness, we need to help with this. And so we've set to fundraise. We did a crowdfunding campaign a little earlier this year and raised £1,100 towards a new defibrillator, the first of hopefully many. And we want to make these public access defibrillators. That's the important part. So it doesn't matter whether a building is open or closed, that if there is an incident, somebody can locate the defibrillator, gain access to it and make use to help that person in the moment of need. And Rob's going to help us with the training and obviously guidance in terms of equipment and equipment supply. So he's a great guy.
Yeah, he certainly is. And, well, he's done so much good work. Him and his wife,
yes.
Maggie. I mean, Maggie was the woman of achievement in 2018 in Redditch. And, you know, fantastic. And, well, what else? I mean, it sounds like you're pretty busy.
We are busy. We've got some fun things going on here. So there's things that actually have very serious impact, and then we need to fund some of these things. So we run quiz nights. And so we've got a quiz night coming up on the 26th of July. That's a week on Friday. And that's at the Ridgeway Academy. And so we need to be down there for a 7:30 start. And there'll be a raffle. There'll be some refreshments and obviously the quiz night itself. So it's just a bit of fun, but it's a great, easy way for us to raise some funds. And the first time we ran the quiz night, we put those funds towards the Astwood Bank Memory Cafe. So we set up last October a memory cafe for people that are living with dementia. and to support those people and their carers, their partners that live with them through this time. And it's just a coffee and a chat, cup of tea and a chat. We do activities, and Worcestershire Council support us with the activity provision as well. We provide the volunteers. We make sure that the venue is set up and ready to receive our friends, our guests that come along on a monthly basis. So that's the first Thursday of every month at the St Matthias and St George Church in Astwood Bank. And everybody's welcome. We always look for people that can help in any way they can. And in fact, we had a wonderful contribution from a resident of Astwood Bank, a lady called Leslie Jones, and I know she won't mind me mentioning her. She's, again, a very active citizen in the area. And so she does a flower sale off of her own front driveway. And so this year she has dedicated the proceeds from that to the Memory Cafe to keep it sustainable for us this year. And she's already contributed £150 just from selling the flowers that she's cultivating and putting out there on an honesty box basis. And so we're delighted that she's helping with this. So we've got that. We have various support that we give to other Rotary Club activities as well. So the Stratford Marathon, we assist with that as with marshalling, and Race for Life here in Redditch as well. And we have another national event that we work with the Redditch Lunchtime Club for Rotary Ride, which is in support of prostate cancer, raising awareness and action for that. Plus, we do international work as well. So we've done things like Bikes for Africa. I've personally been involved in immunisation days for polio. Yeah.
Aqua boxes,
absolutely. Yeah, aqua boxes is another big Rotary project that we get involved in.
Do you just want to explain what an aqua box is?
Yeah, aqua box is basically life-saving equipment. So if you are in an area, maybe there's been a hurricane, tsunami, whatever the situation might be, and your water needs purifying, then we actually come together and create this this container, plastic container, but in it there's a pump system and there's a filtration unit, and the dirty water gets put in and you apply the pressure on the pump and the clean water comes out. And I've actually taken this and drunk what others would probably consider to be quite deadly water. That's all part of my day job, just to prove that these systems do work. So yeah, take it out the canal and have a little drink afterwards, and it works, thank goodness.
My goodness, you've drunk canal water and survived.
Yes, indeed. I don't recommend it without the filtration unit, though.
And obviously, you're doing all this with a smile on your face as well, because it's all about having fun.
It is. Volunteering, I mean, there's been research that when you volunteer, actually it's good for your health, because it does take you away from perhaps some of the life pressures that maybe, you know, can affect all of us. So it's actually very good for mental health. It's very good for physical health. You know, you get out there, you're out and about, you're meeting people, you're getting out of your chair and seeing somebody and doing something. So yeah, I love it. I've been volunteering with Rotary since 2002. And so the last 17 years have been an absolute blast. And now I do it here in Redditch. I was doing it in Hertfordshire when I lived there. So yeah, it's great fun. I'd recommend it to anybody. You know, come on in. It's easy access. You do pay a subscription because it's a membership organisation, so let's not, you know, beat about the bush on that. But you get connected with people around the world. I've got friends, obviously, out in Afghanistan and Pakistan, but also in more usually accessed territories as well, such as the United States, Canada, Germany, France. We are literally all around the globe in over 200 countries.
Wow. That, what a network. And just say, somebody listening to this or... Mm-hmm. Comes across Rotary, how do they join? If they want to get involved with the crocus planting, what do they do?
All they need to do is just drop an email. That's the easiest. And so you just want to email hello@redditchkingfisherrotary.org. So redditchkingfisherrotary.org, and it's hello@. And then we'll come back to you. I'll come back to you, actually. We'll have a phone call, meet up for a coffee, come along to a club meeting. And if it's what you like and what you're interested in, then you'd be invited to come along, sign up, and just keep coming back and getting involved. So if you just want to do the crocus planting, you haven't got to join Rotary to do that. Obviously, we need volunteers as much as we need members. So we need pairs of hands. Those are the sort of the casual friendships that are born through Rotary. And then there are the members that are planning projects, developing their own skills, and having access to those network opportunities.
So if I just want to plant the crocuses, turn up on the day, or?
No, we'll need to get you registered in advance, because obviously it's a Guinness World Record, so we need to have some controls against this. So again, just go back to that email address, hello@redditchkingfisherrotary.org. Just drop a note saying you're interested, and then we'll make contact and we'll get you on the list. But yeah, I need to know in advance of the day who's coming. And then on the day, we want lots of people there to cheer all those on that have signed up to say they're going to get on their hands and knees and plant these crocus corms, and make a fun day out of it.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds better than fantastic. Sounds wonderful. Amanda, thanks for coming in. I know you're going to stick around because we've got some news to chat about. But first of all, we're going to go to Claire, who's got all our leisure. What's happening this weekend, Claire?
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Ross. Once again, we've got some really fun things coming up this weekend in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Redditch and Ulster Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see in the Redditch area. Starting off on Friday, the 19th of July, have we any bikers listening? Because if so, you need to get yourself whizzing along to the prom ride with the Redditch Charity Bikers, which is all happening at 5:30 p.m. from the Harvester in Studley. B8070R is the postcode for your sat-nav. And these are a great group of biker guys and girls, and they go on these events. And they also organise some great events for charity. They're on social media. Just look for Redditch Charity Bikers. Otherwise, just whiz on over to Studley, 5:30 p.m. from the Harvester on Friday. Then on Saturday, the 20th of July, my top picks include the Bawdsley Weekend happening at the Forge Mill Needle Museum. This is all coinciding with the National Festival of Archaeology 2019, and this is why the museum is having this special Bawdsley Weekend. During the weekend, there's going to be tours of the 12th century Bawdsley Abbey site. There's a special exhibition on Bawdsley Abbey and the Cistercian Order in the visitor centre. There's also going to be lots of talks and shows and finds which have been excavated over the years. It's all happening between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday, and also Sunday is all weekend. You can find out all the details on the Forge Mill Needle Museum website, and it's going to be great fun. Also on Saturday, another couple of fun things to mention. There's a drawing workshop led by local artist Tony Collins happening at the Kingfisher Shopping Centre. If you'd like to attend on Saturday, give him a call, 01527 544 651, or you can email him, artsinredditch@gmail.com. He's an incredible artist, an incredible teacher, and if you've always fancied learning how to draw, you definitely don't want to miss his workshop. There's also a fun steak and tails garden barbecue happening at the Old Rectory House Hotel in Redditch. I love this hotel. It's one of my favourite local hotels. You'll be eating and drinking some delicious food and cocktails and relaxing on their hay bales while they play you. There's live music and lots of fun things going on. 12 noon until 5 p.m. there. Also on Saturday, it's Parkfest over at Great Olne Park in Ulster. This is always lots of fun. And this year, Gloria Hunniford and Four Puffs and a Piano, they're going to be there. I can't wait. 12 noon until 5 p.m. For more details, just look up Parkfest Ulster. We've also got live music in Redditch on Saturday night with the fabulous Arena at the Oust House. I know tickets were flying for this event, so if you do want to go, you need to be quick. Great band and always a great time at the Oust House. Then moving on to Sunday, the 21st of July. Don't forget, it's Studley Car Boot Sale. B96 6ER is the postcode for that. The gates open at 6 a.m. studleycarbootsale.co.uk if you want all the details. There's also the Summer Artisan and Holistic Fair happening on Sunday at Beely Village Hall. This is 12 noon until 4 p.m. There are going to be therapy taster sessions on reflexology, Reiki, massage. There's going to be handmade crafts and gifts and art. There's also a place where you'll be able to get your aura photographed, which is incredible. Also readings and runes, oils, crystals, all the good stuff. B98 9AN is the postcode via sat-nav, and I can't wait. It sounds like a really exciting event. And it doesn't stop there. It's a busy old Sunday. The Aswad Bank Women's Softball Festival is happening in Aswad Bank Cricket Club on Sunday. 9 a.m. start there. If you want to get involved, you need to get a team together pretty quick. But otherwise, just go along and support. It's going to be a fun day, apparently. Also, it's the Ulster Motor Show on Sunday on the High Street in Ulster. This is an exhibition of carefully selected vintage, post-vintage thoroughbred cars. And also, it's going to be including some pre-war, very interesting pre-war and early classics, apparently. 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Get yourself to the High Street in Ulster if you're into your cars. Then after you've played your softball, seen your classic cars and had your aura photo taken, remember on Sunday night, as always, it's Alan's charity quiz night at the Bell Inn in Aswad Bank. 9 p.m. start there. Always the best way to end the weekend, I think, especially if you win, of course, which I never have. So if you're really clever, you can always invite me onto your team, please. And then next week, on Monday, the 22nd of July, it's the Sean Paul Smith Summer Dance School. That's starting. It's happening all week until the 26th, every day. It's all happening at 24 Walford Walk next to H&M in the Kingfisher Shopping Centre. If you do have kids or something that are into their dancing and would like to attend that, get all the details on the Kingfisher Shopping website, which is kingfishershopping.co.uk. It's all on there. If you have an event, do get in touch with us here at the Redditch Standard and we'll put you in the paper. We'll talk about you on this podcast and we'll also share you on all our social media channels. Have a great week. Back to you, Russ.
You're listening to the Redditch Standard podcast because you have impeccable taste.
Well, that's great, Claire. Loads and loads going on in Redditch this weekend and in the coming days ahead. We're back with Amanda and we've just got a few news items to chat about. Amanda, when I mentioned earlier that Stratford had declared a climate emergency, Stratford District Council this is, you sounded quite pleased.
I am quite pleased because I think that our environment is something that we definitely need to take more seriously. So to see that one of our local councils is absolutely, you know, up the ante on this, I'm delighted about. And I think that the more that we can do, and it's even the small things that make a difference, you know, so the way in which we review our own plastic usage, the use of our motor vehicle, and I have a card, same as anybody else does, you know, but it's about, well, could I walk that little bit? And in fact, would that help me if I did so, not just the environment? But yeah, we do need to take it seriously. The weather is, I think, a key indicator of what's going on. But again, through my own Rotary experience, I can see the negative effects of this devastating environmental change, both from plastic pollution and also with the climate change that's bringing forward tsunamis and earthquakes and a wealth of other natural disasters. So yeah, I am absolutely delighted with this.
Fantastic. So, and I couldn't agree more, to be honest. I endorse everything you said there. And just to give credit where it's due, it was a motion proposed by Ulster District Councillor Susan Junid for the Lib Dems, and it was seconded by a Conservative District Councillor. And it was approved by Tony Jefferson, the leader of the council, Conservative. He was all for it as well. And they've set themselves a very ambitious target of 2030.
Wow. That's amazing. I think Rotary needs to get behind this and see how we can help the council meet that target.
I hope they're listening. Well, you know, chase it up.
I'm going to. Consider it done.
That's fantastic. Redditch Borough Council, I mean, they've said warm words, but so far, no action yet. So we're looking at you,
okay.
Redditch Borough.
Okay, yeah, we need to give them a little bit of a shake.
I think so, definitely. Moving on, I was astonished to read. We got a press release yesterday about Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary, Fire and Rescue Service saying that the police aren't doing enough to help older people when they're victims of crime. And they also wrote the Crown Prosecution Service into this. They say they're just not doing enough, that older people, they make up 18% of the population, but they're 80% more likely to be the victims of scams, doorstep fraudsters, etc. And you know, the inspectorate reckons they're being let down.
I think that's a real shame, and I think that we let our older population down in so many different ways. To add this to the, another list of ways in which they're not being treated respectfully and being looked after, I think is a crying shame. It's interesting. I mean, obviously, I haven't read that story yet to get the devil in the detail, but certainly the statistics you put forward there don't surprise me. And I suppose the question is, how do we help? How do we enable, because the police are under-resourced as well, so how do we actually underpin and support the process that would help people, A, not becoming victims of crime in the first instance, so the education process, but then post the event, how can we as neighbours and good citizens step forward to assist in some way? I think we need to delve into that and understand it better.
I think you're right there. You hit the nail on the head, I think, with the process, because this report says initially the police are excellent. You know, when an incident is reported, they're fantastic. But it's after that initial contact that things are just left adrift.
Yeah, and that's when people then start to reflect on what's happened to them. They feel foolish. They feel that they should have known better. And actually, any of us can be scammed, in truth, and many of us are. But I think with an older population as well, it's just another mark to them of being more aged in their own mindset, and not necessarily positioning what's happened to them in the correct context of it could happen to anybody. And so, therefore, we need to give some support to those people.
That's right. Bit more community, I think, around and support.
Definitely.
And finally, to end with, we've got a story of Thomas Spencer, who's a five-year-old lad who got so fed up with all the litter around his home in Plymouth Road that he decided to adopt it. And what happened was, Thomas got so fed up with this litter, he said to his dad, James, let's go out and do a litter pick. So they went out and they collected 6 bags of rubbish, and Dad said to a friend of his who just happened to work for the Redditch Borough Council, God, Thomas got so fed up with all the litter. Look at it, he's collected 6 bags. And he was told by this friend that you can adopt a street, adopt a road in Redditch, and the council will provide all the litter pickers and the rubbish bags, etc. And it's citizen empowerment, really, to go out there and help clean up your area.
Well, I think that's just fabulous. I mean, for a five-year-old to be that conscious of the world around him, that boy is going to go far. You know, litter picking today, public service tomorrow. I can just see it all the way through. I'm really inspired by this. And actually, as adults, we could learn a lesson or two from this young lad.
I think you're right, actually. You're absolutely right. He said, young Thomas reckons that the rubbish is worse during school term time, with the kids going to and from. So, perhaps it's children just a little bit older than himself, but adults are just as guilty, I think.
They can be, and again, it goes back to education. So, what are we teaching our children? Obviously, this young boy has been taught very well by his family, but we need to, make people proud of their environment and make them take responsibility by understanding the impact of when you throw that piece of litter on the ground, what's going to happen to it? One thing, somebody else comes and picks it up. Is that fair? No, it's not. Secondly, it's going to damage the environment. We go back to our earlier story. So, we can wrap all these things together, but it comes back to education and particularly with children, letting them know that they are empowered to take action. And I think this is an absolutely wonderful story.
I couldn't agree more. Amanda, you've been a fantastic guest. Thanks for coming along today, and good luck with the planting and everything with Rotary. I hope you get scores of people, 2,000, wasn't it?
We have two types of record available to us. If we got 2,000 people, we're on a different type of record with Guinness, but I'm setting my stall at a level I hope I can achieve.
This is all for the crocus planting. It's not till October, so plenty of time to practice planting, I think.
Yeah.
And don't forget to sign up to Rotary to do that. You've been listening to the Redditch Standard podcast. Thanks to Claire for all our leisure. Thanks to Amanda for coming in today. My name's Ross Crawford. You can call me on 01527 588 697. You can email me at ross.crawford@bullivantmedia.com or at editor@redditchstandard.co.uk. And don't forget to check out our website at www.redditchstandard.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you next week.